Yeah, so I was asked to show a bit about my project. So my project for the Summer of Code is improved listing customization using Blown Mosaic. So it was based on the one of the listed ideas for project by in the Blown community, and it was mostly based on what my mentor Dylan Jay thought about the difficulty in Blown is that you can't really create a, if you want to create some sort of custom list, if you want to decide what kind of like what fields do you have in your list items or what's the layout of the list items, there isn't that easy way to do it in Blown yet. So in this project I plan to improve the situation with the use of Mosaic, and basically the idea is to use Mosaic to in that you should be able in Mosaic to customize the layout and the content of lists in very much same way the tiles work in Mosaic now. So you could just if you want to add a list of events and you want to add the start date to the event, you can just select the start date tile and drag it into the list item and it updates it. And so far what I've been doing is the what I've done so far is the functionality of having tiles inside a rich text tile. So this is basically how the list editing will be working with, is to plan is currently to render the list item as a rich text tile with inline tiles inside it. So the dragging and dropping of tiles into rich text works basically like this. It gets dropped into the tile and you can drag it away from there. It gets converted back into usual tile. This can be done with all the tile types currently, but it's most useful at the moment with the use of field tiles, since they can be converted into a span so they are in line with the other content, and this allows you to, this makes you able to more fluently format the content of the rich text tile. As you can see here, I'm using the TinyMC formatting tools to format the layout of this rich text tile into which I'm dragging tiles. This is a TinyMC ebook, don't care about it, the multiplication of tiles. So yeah, when you drag a tile into rich text tile, it gets added there as a HTML. It makes a sort of a same kind of a wrapper for the tile as in Mosaic, and for the field tiles it makes them into a span and the other tiles are div, and it saves them as a with only the tile URL. So when it's in the editor mode, it is there as a just HTML of the layout of the tile, but when you click save, it converts them into a tile URL. So when you open the and sorry, lost my thought. Yeah, so it's a tile URL in the rich text tile, and it currently the rendering on the view mode works. It was Asko who helped with that, and the thing however is with the inline tiles, as they are saved as a span, it doesn't work as well, because basically what you would need to do is write sort of a separate template for tiles when they are inline. So what we made for a quick fix for the problem is to add the parameter inline to the tile URL when it's in as an inline tile, and then in the tile template we render it as a span. Then, so the next part for my project would be to actually create a list that uses a rich text tile for the editing of the list, and that is currently quite turning out it's not that simple at the moment. So if any of you have any ideas about it, I would like to hear about them. Basically, the idea at the moment is to, for the July, my goal would be basically to create sort of a content list tile that has that can have its layout of list items edited with these kind of inline functionality. So the plan would be to format that. Plan would be to render the one of the list items as a rich text tile in Mosaic Editor, so, and then save the convert the contents of that rich text tile into tile template, which then gets applied to the list item in the view mode. So yeah, that's basically the current progress of my project. Have your own schedule and you just can sit at your home in your underverse and write code.
That's quote-worthy material.
And as your mentor is Dylan Day, who is working from another continent, how are you working together?
We have a Gitter where we chat and occasionally we call with Skype. Well, there's a bit time difference there, but not too bad.
One question about the listing when extracting side of the TinyMC. How can you edit the listings properties in that mode? Or
you mean like the
if it's like a collection, which collects
yeah,
stuff?
You get the editing for that list.
Okay.
Yeah, you should.
I just saw the delete over there. I don't think
what?
It does. In the video, I just saw the delete button on the listing.
But that was just a rich text tile,
okay,
so it's not a listed yet.
Okay.
I'm working on the list tile, which has this inline tile editability.
Okay.